Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. May his grace and peace be with you. May he fill our hearts with joy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. O come, let us worship. Alleluia. Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, To an unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, He who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water. You have brought us out to a spacious place. I will come into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to you burnt offerings of fatlings. With the smoke of the sacrifice of rams, I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for me. I cried aloud to him, and he was extolled with my tongue. For I have cherished iniquity in my heart, but the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the first letter of Peter. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an account to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He has put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, he went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water, and this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here in Toronto, today marks the beginning of the 10th week of lockdown. We began to socially distance and self-isolate. As we travel through these new experiences and feelings associated with the coronavirus pandemic, many of us are perhaps feeling alone, at loose ends, restless, yet tired. There are mornings I wake up with a slight sense of anxiety for no identifiable reason. Other times I feel somewhat low, although I am gratefully aware that I have so many comforts. Others do not have shelter and food, a place to stay, safe from the virus. In today's reading, we once again return to chapters 14 to 17 of the Gospel of John, known as the farewell discourse given by Jesus to 11 of his disciples immediately after the conclusion of the Last Supper in Jerusalem, the night before his crucifixion. On this sixth Sunday of Easter, we hear Jesus continuing to explain to the disciples that he must go, he must depart. However, he goes on to say that he will ask the Father to send an advocate to be with them forever, the Spirit of Truth. How difficult and confusing that must have been for the disciples to hear, let alone to begin to understand. Jesus says to them, "I will not leave you orphaned." What powerful, reassuring words. At some point, we all want or even need to hear these words. They speak directly to some of our greatest fears and challenges: abandonment and isolation, loneliness, vulnerability. They remind us that we are not destined to walk this earth without an identity or direction. We do not stand alone. However, we know that there are seasons of life, moments when the transitions, changes, and tragedies can leave us feeling as orphans. Whether spoken or unspoken, the questions begin. What will I do now? Where will I go? What happens next? Who will love, nurture, and guide me? What will become of me? These are questions of one who feels orphaned. Those are the questions I imagine running through the heads and hearts of the disciples at this point. In this section of John's Gospel, it is the Last Supper. Disciples have been fed, feet have been washed, the betrayer has left. It is night, and Jesus announces that he is leaving. The one for whom they left everything now says he is leaving. The disciples perhaps look for some sort of reassurance when they say, "We do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Show us the Father." More orphan questions. They seek comfort and clarity, perhaps. Many of us have our own stories. I remember such feelings and questions when I was 11 years old. At that time, my father left us. My mother was then left to raise my younger sister and I on her own, which at any time would be difficult, but even more so many years ago, when there was little support available for single mothers in these sorts of situations. I remember feeling worried and anxious. I struggled with questions of my worth as a person and what my future might look like. For many of us, these are common, universally existential questions. What will we do? What will happen to us? The feeling of being an orphan is real. Anyone who has ever loved and lost a spouse, a child, a friend, security, hope, knows the orphan's questions. We fear becoming orphaned. That fear points to the deeper reality that by ourselves, we are not enough. It is not, however, because we are deficient. It is rather because we were never intended or created to be self-sufficient. We were never intended to stand alone as individuals. We were created to love and be loved, to live in relationship as persons giving themselves to each other, to dwell, abide, and remain with each other, even as the Father is in Jesus and Jesus is in the Father, the antithesis of being orphaned. I will not leave you orphaned. That is the promise. Regardless of the circumstances of our lives, regardless of storms, death, or separation, we have never been and will never be orphaned or abandoned by God. How strange that must have sounded to the disciples. In the same conversation, Jesus tells them that he is leaving and coming. But leaving and coming sound like opposites. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also shall live. These seemingly contradictory ideas offer us a new way of understanding beginnings and endings, a new perspective on how to live differently, leaving and coming, presence and absence. These must be held in tension, not as mutually exclusive. And in some ways, that is what Jesus has set before us in today's gospel. That tension confronts us with the question of what the person of Jesus represents to us. Is the idea of Jesus a past memory or a present reality? Is it a living experience that challenges, guides, and nurtures our life? According to Jesus, the answer to that question is determined by the love that is revealed and fulfilled in keeping his commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. The commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves, to love our enemies, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. This commandment lays before us some poignant questions. Whose feet do we wash and whose feet might we ignore? What are the boundaries or limits in the ways we are able to love? Is our love growing, expanding, transformative of ourselves and the world? The commandments do not earn us Jesus' love. They reveal our love for him, a love that originates in Jesus' abiding love and presence within us. Every time we expand the boundaries of our love, every time we push back the isolation and pain of this world, in whatever ways we are able, we create space within ourselves and others where the divine makes its home. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. Over and over, day after day, regardless of what is happening in our lives, that is Jesus' promise. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. We have not been abandoned. We are called to love with all that we are and all that we have. even as the Father has loved us by creating us and our world and all that we know and experience. We are called to love with all that we are and all that we have, strengthened and in profound thanksgiving for the love demonstrated by Jesus on the cross, a love unearned and freely given, divine love beyond human comprehension. Finally, in the words of the timeless hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," verse 4, "Where the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all." Amen.
If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you
Let us confess our faith as we say, "We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen." In joy and hope, let us pray to the source of all life, saying, "Hear us, Lord of glory, that our risen Savior may fill us with the joy of his holy and life-giving resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that isolated and persecuted churches and all peoples may find fresh strength in the Easter gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may grant us humility to be subject to one another in Christian love. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory, that God may provide for those who lack food, work, or shelter. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. That by God's power, pandemics, wars, and famine may cease through all the earth. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. That God may reveal the light of his presence to the sick, the weak, the dying, and the bereaved. That they may be comforted and strengthened. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. That God may send the fire of the Holy Spirit upon the whole church, that we may bear faithful witness to Christ's resurrection. Let us pray to the Lord. Hear us, Lord of glory. I invite you now to offer your own prayers and petitions to God. Hear us, Lord of glory. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, you have prepared for those who love you riches beyond imagination. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. May the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, and the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
My ridge has taken.
Alleluia. Go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.